I have a story this morning. It's an old Sufi tale that's called The Tiger and the Fox. A man walking through the forest saw a fox that had lost its leg, and the man wondered how this fox lived. So he sat in the bushes and watched the fox and was wondering how he would make it through the day. And a little time went by and he saw a tiger come forward with game in its mouth. And the tiger laid its kill down at the feet of the fox and then backed away. And the man was fascinated by this. He couldn't believe that the tiger was so generous and that the world was taking care of the fox like this. And he was wondering if it was a one-time event or was something that happened all the time. So for a few days after that, he went out into the same place in the bushes and watched the fox. And each day the tiger would come up and leave a piece of meat, something for the fox to get by. And so the man began to meditate and think about this, and he thought, it's just so wonderful. The universe takes care of this fox, and I'm going to take the example of the fox, and I too am going to sit out in the woods and trust that the universe will provide for me. So he went deep, deep into the woods, and he sat and meditated and waited and waited and waited and waited some more. And finally, a few days and nights went by, and he was cold and tired and really hungry and really cranky. And he screamed up into the sky, and he said, Why have you forgotten me? Why do you provide for the fox, but you won't provide for me? And a voice came back and said, silly man, why have you followed the example of the fox? What you should do is follow the example of the tiger and give to the world and provide for others. And so I came across this story this week and decided to share it with you. It reminded me of my time traveling when I was in Turkey. And I was seeing, incredible poverty and people who were really injured in a multitude of different ways. And it was a pretty intense time of seeking for me. And so I sat with the question of why would this happen, or, why would the universe let this happen, that these people would suffer? And why would the universe do nothing to help these people? And as I sat with that, an answer came into my head. And it was, I'll call it a voice. And what the voice said to me was, I didn't do nothing, I created you. And so that's part of the theme for our service, which is, what is it that we have to give to our world?